KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump wants Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Health and Human Services Department. It's unclear as of now what his agenda will be, but he has been skeptical of fluoridated drinking water and childhood vaccines. Sony Salzman is coordinating producer of the ABC News Medical Unit.
Sources are telling us that President-elect Donald Trump is considering tapping his top defense attorney, Todd Blanchard.
That's actually ABC's Rachel Scott talking about the deputy defense attorney and attorney general. Senators from both parties are asking to see the House Ethics Committee report concerning Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz before they vote on that confirmation. The investigation against Gaetz for alleged sexual misconduct and illicit drug use was dropped after Gaetz resigned. Americans have been stepping up their spending, at least they did last month. Retail sales rose 0.4% from September to October, the Commerce Department making that announcement this morning. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. For the sixth month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new employment record. Unemployment rates have dropped, and they just keep dropping here in Wisconsin. They're now lower here than the rest of the country on average, and our workforce participation rate is higher than the national average. Meanwhile, police want you to keep your eye out for a coyote. Make that two coyotes. They say over the last 2 weeks, they've gotten more than a dozen calls about a hurt coyote wandering the city. They've been seen on the west side in the Midtown Police District. Staff from the UW Urban Canid Project believe there are two separate coyotes. One of them seems like he had a hard time walking, but is starting to recover. If you see that one, you can be loud. You can try to scare it off. Just, of course, don't put yourself in danger. But there's another, and that one looks sick, kind of out of it. It's been captured on people's doorbell cameras and has even stayed in the same spot long enough for somebody to snap a photo. Officials are trying to trap that one so they can get him help. He's been seen near Odana Golf Course. And keep your eyes to the sky this weekend. We've got meteor showers to check out. The Taurids meteor showers are wrapping up. They end December 8th, but the Leonids peak this weekend. They're known for colorful and really fast flashes throughout the sky. However, that full moon might make them a little harder to see. Dixie Burns, astronomy instructor at Madison College.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. Then we move on to the best meteor shower of the year, the Geminids, in mid-December. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center, as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th-ranked team in the nation.
Now, we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously, a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46. This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little more recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll wrap up the show with a Friday This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
We are just in uncharted territory, but if anybody is surprised, then I say you haven't been paying attention. Because the reality is that we have someone that is not qualified, morally or otherwise, to be president of the United States. So why would his appointments be qualified? These are people that have railed against diversity, equity, and inclusion, trying to say that diverse candidates are somehow not qualified.
I will still need Jasmine Crockett injected directly into my veins. Thank you.
Jasmine. But the reality is that what they want to do is more of this, is put people that are not qualified in and say, well, you know what? Because he's my homeboy, he is qualified. Mm-hmm. That's not enough. That is what the good old boy system has always been about. And it's why we have not ever reached our maximum potential, because we do take the real qualified people out of the running because they don't bend the knee, or because culturally their background is a little different.
Yep. Christopher, who said the people he picks to have a little faith in him? The people he picks tend to be a grab bag of personality disorders who squabble and fight for power. He tends to screw them over when they annoy him, and they're all quite annoying. What I'm saying is that perhaps they will not be as bad as they could be, because God in his wisdom has chosen to make these people weird freaks along the way to letting them run the place. Who said that?
Astro Jetson.
I don't know. I lost the first page. It's that prosecutor I was telling Glenn about.
All right. It could have been Astro Jetson, for all you know.
Don't know. He could be the lawyer.
I'll go look for the first page of that.
All right.
Who said that would be the end of the United States Senate? If the Senate chooses to end its power of advice and consent and just allow the president to choose without any input, confirmation process, or approval of his cabinet, I don't know why we would show up to work. That's not democracy anymore. Who said that?
Dino Flintstone.
No, that's...
That's what he would have said.
Senator Chris Murphy. Who...
Right, that's how he would have said it.
Yeah.
By the way, remember you said that John, he did not seem enthusiastic about...
Enthusiastic?
Uh-huh.
Recess appointments? No!
No, he is! Apparently.
Yeah, where are we? 13th. Yeah. Right. Ripper. Ripper.
So you've said that you would do recess appointments if it came to that. What's the threshold for getting to that point for recess appointments?
Yeah. Well, what I've said is, Brett, and I think this is that all options are on the table, including recess appointments.
And
hopefully
six,
it doesn't get to that, but we'll find out fairly quickly whether the Democrats want to play ball or not. Uh-huh. And I think part of it is getting these folks, we'll start having confirmation hearings as soon as the new Senate is sworn in January. President takes the oath of office January 20th.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you say there exactly? All everything's on the table. Mm-hmm. All options are on the table, including mm-hmm. sex traffickers, rapists, right. Dead brainworm, yep. lunatics. Okay, great. Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh.
By the time you take the oath of office, hopefully a lot of those nominees will be through their confirmation hearings and will be ready to act on them on the Senate floor. And then it's a question of how much do the Democrats resist or object or try to block those nominations from going forward, and we're going to grind them out. I mean, we're just going to keep consistently moving, and we'll see what kind of cooperation we get. And then we'll, you know, like I said, we'll make decisions about where do we go from there.
Oh, I see. So you're hoping the Democrats will be just as cooperative as you've been for all the, right? Just, right. They would like instant cooperation?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Advice, consent. It's for f-sies. Okay. Oh, God. You know I must love you to read Chris's right letters.
Oh, God. That's because I'm right.
I love you, but...
Uh-oh.
Chris is right about Harris should have done the Joe Rogan show. If part of the problem is disinformation and media echo chambers, would have been helpful for Harris to reach Rogan's very large audience to explain things like tariffs and what her policies were. Our side needs to do more shows like this and need to show up on Fox News like Mayor Pete does. Jared from Pennsylvania in the very small Chris is right. However, I will say, Jennifer Palmieri, senior advisor to, I think it was Doug Enhoff, actually, talked about the, why she didn't end up doing it. She said there was backlash with some of our progressive staff that didn't want her to be on it. That, I do think, was a mistake. And again, I don't think, honestly, Chris, like one podcast was going to make a difference in this giant wave of disinformation. But I think she was great in every interview she did, and I think she would have been great.
Someone like Joe Rogan.
I don't know that all his douche bros were suddenly going to go, oh, yeah, the black lady, you know.
But he has an immense audience, which means that all of the other media would have taken notice and would have played sound bites from it all over the place, even Fox News, even places like that. So it goes way beyond just
the Joe Rogan show. I'm tiring of the coulda, shoulda, woulda, because also if my aunt had a, she'd be my uncle. But anyway.
The media landscape is changing, and it has been changing.
I get it.
So
I think there's so many, like we were saying, it's just she is the sitting vice president. It was in the middle of a huge campaign. She did almost every outlet known to man, you know, mm-hmm. every TV show, every radio show, every podcast, Stern. What's it called?
The Lady Podcast, which is number two to Joe Rogan.
Right. The second biggest podcast to Joe Rogan. I don't know. Anyway. Malcolm Kenyatta said Trump does not give a solitary about the price of eggs or anything else hurting working families. All he cares about is being coddled and praised. Every cabinet pick shows how...
Your phone's ringing, Stephanie.
Dangerously Hello? True that is.
You know, you're a radio professional.
Is that the
when
guy that's trying
in,
to kill you,
when
calling
you? Walk
you?
Into a studio,
potential spam would like to try to get on the air.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Someone didn't silence their phone.
I did.
No, Jody and I were just saying, who knows what the hell this lunatic is going to do. Like we were saying about Damien wrote and said he's not going to pardon the January 6th what's in it for him? He only does stuff that's in it for him. Like he doesn't need them anymore. Like all these voters are going to find out in record time that all the things he can't possibly do, all the things he promised.
Right.
His people are already walking back the promise to pardon all of them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need them anymore.
Right. They said he's going to take them on a case-by-case basis now.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Greg Sargent said Democratic. To your point, Christopher.
Oh my God!
I'm being so fair and balanced, aren't I?
What is wrong with you?
I don't think she's feeling well.
Usually, I'm swimming upstream on this show.
I desperately need you.
Did you sleep well again?
Right. No, I didn't sleep at all last night. I was watching the
hot frosty.
Well, that'll keep you up.
Which is very disappointing, I must say.
Did it end well for everybody?
Yeah, just a usual rom-com. He becomes a man and I have something.
Okay. He becomes a man like Pinocchio.
Greg Sargent says Democratic politicians and liberals need to quickly discover some way to engage in this Orwellian information environment. Otherwise, all the self-flagellation about messaging failures and policy changes won't amount to much.
Totally agree with
he
that.
He didn't have any policies. We're not in a world where it matters. Policies are just brown people bad taking all your stuff. Like, yep. Lie. And so, who is this one? I really miss Mamala and Coach. I feel like the idyllic American dream parents offered to adopt us, but we chose to live in the dark basement of the creepy uncle. It's true. And Ziggy said, I miss when I was young, wide-eyed, and full of hope. You know, 9 days ago. Can you believe it was only 9 days ago?
I can.
Remember when we were 50 years younger, 5 days ago?
That's the day I went to my polling place.
It's your fault for voting too late. Hot Karen.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And my fault for not falconing with Bobby Kennedy.
I put it all on you.
Fault. Yeah.
Do you know how much butterfly effect that would have...
Brought him to the light.
Yes. That could have had such a butterfly effect. You could have been first lady.
That falcon would have eaten the butterfly.
You could have been first lady of a brilliant administration, but no, you had to turn him down, and so he went down this other path.
I could have had a part on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
There you go.
What? Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Are you sounding like Eeyore? Let's go. Pick it up, lady. Come on.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm thinking, like, how do you think it's day one, day two, day three after his American Carnage speech 2.0 that Russians will be in the Oval Office? That's what I'm kind of expecting. I met Stormy Daniels last night.
What?
Wow.
And how fun.
Did you get a number? Can you give it to us?
When you say met Stormy Daniels, what happened?
So she was, she's doing a tour. And so she was in a local comedy shop. She did like a little meet and greet afterwards, and I had a nice conversation, and yes, sure I do have contact info, Jody.
Thank you. Please give it.
Thank you.
Yep. Wow. And she's, you know, I'm listening to Glenn, and she's really hoping that Judge Merchan sentences him. She is having to drive around in an RV because she's all the death threats.
Yeah.
And you know, this is really going to get real for a lot of people that don't have protections, and don't have a lot of resources, you know, for protections. Yeah. And so my heart goes out to her. My heart goes out to all of us. It's little comfort that these people are finding out now about what their vote meant. And it's just, but for me,
I know. Trust me, we all, you know what? And Karen, love you, sweetheart. I was going to say, we're all going to go through, you get used to the roller coaster. It's like menopause, manosphere, douche bros. Now you I know what menopause is like. It's just, you know, you're going to.
Men get menopause.
Yeah, right. It's like a roller coaster, Chris.
Sure. Yeah.
Carlos Hells Rocky tweets, Donald Trump isn't for everyone. Just the people whose takeaway from It's a Wonderful Life was that George Bailey was a loser and Mr. Potter was the good guy.
Yeah.
Didn't people pay attention to their kids' books about who's a villain? I mean, this is the most dumbest, obvious villain plot ever. Bob Schooley, I think, is with me, has kind of maybe had enough of the post-election analysis. He said more post-election analysis about whether Harris should have used Latinx, which she didn't, than if Trump should have paraphrased Hitler, which he did. Thank you. I never heard her or any other prominent Democrat use Latinx. I've never even used that term. Okay. Dana Gould, who is hilarious, tweets, contrary to the comments of several posts, I did not vote for Kamala Harris because I'm an out-of-touch, cuckboy, gay slur, mental disability slur, ad nauseum. I voted for her because I've never met anyone, Democrat or Republican, smarter than I am, who thought Trump was anything other than a historical embarrassment, a chortling carny who gets people killed and laughs himself to sleep at night thinking about them rubes. When they lose, they're angry. When they win, they're even angrier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
By the way.
Weird.
By the way, Tom, I saw that you left out bulimic on your bulimic ditch liquor tweet yesterday, just so I will think I also might have gained weight and be fat now. So, I see you. I see what you're trying to do.
Really?
Yeah. Mehdi Hassan's threads. The party that's obsessed with child sex offenders and is close to a cult that claims child sex offenders run the government just nominated a guy once investigated for allegedly sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl to be in charge of the country's legal system. It is beyond parody. This is why it's perfect the Onion brought InfoWars. Or is that going through? I don't know.
He's going to sue to not let it go through, but he probably won't.
Yeah. We are beyond parody. Okay. Aaron Parnas says the attorney, I was mentioning this, that for the teenager in the Matt Gaetz allegations, the calls on them. I mean, he knows more than all of us, by the way, is saying you've got to release this before you make him attorney general of the United States. He said she was in high school and there was witnesses. So I can't. Okay.
Hermana.
What? Yeah, exactly. My point. Okay, let me go to
Oh, you have a lot of
Lucretia.
Calls.
I know. Lucretia in Milwaukee. There's a lot of craws. Hello, Lucretia.
Hi, good morning. I need like just a brief 2 minutes, if not less. But I just want to say I'm still on my I don't feel bad for your effing around and finding out tour to the girl crying because her grandma, who wore her grandma's sweater to vote, and the mom ghosting her, which I think is hilarious as hell, to the gay black MAGA supporter whose ass is sore because he's not accepted by white people. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, did you see the, wait, I printed the, what is it? Oh, the Mexican-American gay immigrant who has undocumented family who voted for Trump. His op-ed in the Chicago Tribune. Hello, cognitive dissidents. And he said, oh, he mostly, his team is, I don't hate myself. Well, you're going to when your family starts getting deported. But
And the thing, too, I was going to say, is that, and those who attended that Nazi rally in New York City, where you had that homie son of a bitch, Stephen Miller, also known as Count Wicula, said America is for Americans and Americans only, and those who were not white still voting for Captain Ketchup, and but also to the weirdo dildo who lists weights in his jeans, doing away with vaccines. Look, Justin Timberlake was bringing sexy back. This ass face is going to be bringing measles and polio back.
That's true. All right, and that's the one thing Crystal Boy agrees with. That. What kind of douchebag works out in their jeans?
You know what?
Yeah.
If he gets a position in Washington, D.C., he'll get him out of my gym.
That's true.
So.
Oh, you. It's all about you.
It's for America.
20 minutes. I know how many people are like, oh, thank God Matt Gaetz isn't in Congress. Republicans. Republicans hate him. Oh, my God. What's the serial killer guy again? Matt Wayne.
Wayne Mullen.
John Bob Walton.
Mark Wayne Mullen. Wait, who are you talking about?
I don't know.
Which
Republican congressman that was talking
Mark
about?
Mullen.
Yeah. Mark Wayne Mullen.
Yeah.
Everybody hates him. Oh, my God. Okay. Let me just pause briefly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, we have John Fugelsang and Fernand Armandi coming up. That's a lot of man meat.
Yes.
Angela V. Shelton has had a death in the family. She's back in Detroit. Send some love and light. Yes. But that's a lot of handsome man's meats coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Your new phone, I'm jealous. It's fancy.
It's
oh, my God. You get such good deals on new phones. It's the largest, most reliable network. You get great deals on new phones. And they're America's only progressive phone company. They share your values.
Yeah.
You can feel good. We got to start making smart choices now.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, boy.
So you don't have to punish people. We're not boycott people. What you do is you support the good guys. Like, starting with, me. But secondly, not just me. Just listen, our whole cinematic universe and all of the progressive warriors in it, if you support our sponsors, that's a win. If you join Credo, that's a win for you because you get a great network, great phones, great deals, and a company that gives literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. And switching is so easy. Bring your phone, bring your number, and come on over for Stephanie Miller Show listeners. Here's another win. 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Stephaniemiller.com.
In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Back.
Oh, hi. Oi. Oh, oi. Oi. Me. Me now. It's me now. Okay. Dean Obadala. Thank you, Dean. Pete Hedges. Investigation for sexual misconduct confirmed by the City of Monterey report. It won't matter. We know being abusive to women is what the bros that power MAGA love, and GOP senators are spineless.
They are.
I feel like maybe it's like a bonus for the Trump. Okay. Grossman tweets, I never thought it would be this bad, says a person who spent the last 2 years telling people who warned it would be this bad to stop being so hysterical and plans to keep supporting it anyway. Santiago Mayer, our youngin', he was at Chicago Sexy
Liberal. He
was. Yeah. Said, the funniest and saddest thing about this is Donald Trump won on addressing inflation, and he still doesn't have a plan to do so. I'm sure we'll get it in 2 weeks, though. Yeah. Right? Well, along with the concepts of the health plan?
Well, yeah. The health plan and transportation and infrastructure.
Right. Right. Oh, it'll be infrastructure week again
all the
soon.
Time.
Yeah. Robert Reich said, wondering why food prices are still high. Little to no competition across the entire food supply chain allows for a price gouging free for all. Corporate monopolies get rich and we pay the tab. Does Trump have a plan to combat this? Of course not. I don't know what to tell you. Kamala Harris did. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ken in Phoenix real quick. Hi, Ken.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
First of all, I want to thank you for yelling into the megaphone to talk us off the ledge. It was getting crowded.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also, I woke up after the election as a disgusted veteran who put his life on the line for rights and freedom, only to have them sit on the grave of service people who fought and died to defeat fascism.
Yep. I feel it. I feel it. Got parents in Arlington. John Fugelsang, next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's time. Some parts of the state might be getting their first snowfall next week. Here in the Madison area, we're more likely to just get some rain, but a cold rain. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us.
If this storm turns into a hurricane, it would be the 12th of the year. It would take the name Hurricane Sarah. Advance Auto Parts is closing 700 locations. They haven't released which ones, but we've got six here in Dane County, two in Madison, and one each in Fitchburg, Verona, Stoughton, and Sun Prairie. More big retailers are closing stores this year. They've already outpaced last year's number on a national level. Meanwhile, something new opening here in Madison. Paleo Mama is moving into that old Barrique's on Park Street. The green building has been empty since 2020. Paleo Mama is a bakery that specializes in specific dietary needs. They make things that are gluten-free, paleo, and keto-friendly. They're now renovating, and they plan to open in February. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movedmadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Face the Fats campaign.
scientific and medical community has been clear for years that what he says about vaccines, childhood vaccines, is false. They don't cause autism. There's no direct link. Does that bother you at all?
Look, Jake, in the election, Donald Trump won the popular vote. And one of the things that he promised on the campaign trail is to have a serious and thoughtful conversation about vaccines, especially after the pandemic. Mandatory vaccines is a topic that a lot of American voters want us to tackle on Capitol Hill.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, sorry. I'm just... okay, fine. 34 minutes after the hour, look who's here.
Giggle sang, giggle sang, I sang. Giggle sang, giggle sang. He's so fine. Giggle sang, giggle sang, I sang. She were mine. Giggle sang, giggle sang, I sang.
Hey, thanks for the historical fun fact. You said police report Matt Gaetz will not be the first high-ranking GOP child molester of the 21st century.
Well,
good old Denny Hastert.
Right, we forgot about him.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't forget the Hastert rule, guys. Let's enjoy the mugshot cabinet for as long as we can.
Here's a sliver of hope. You threaded, in fairness, hiring unqualified sycophants for government positions based on obedience historically tends to always work out really well. You know, I don't know what to hope for anymore, John, because he's literally doing everything he said he was going to do. But, I have to hope this. We're already getting these record number of just, like, interviews and social media of people that have regret, didn't know what they voted for. Like, oh, my God. You know, you have to hope that this overreaching is going to, and incompetence.
So what you're saying is it's collapsing before it even starts and people are still depressed? Come on now. Come on. It's time to shift from despair is privilege, okay? If you're rich enough that you could be on the couch and depressed for a year, God bless you. The rest of us need you back in the fight. What Donald Trump has begun this week is a process he's going to continue through January 20th of getting all of us knocked out of our stupor and back into the game here by having the most unqualified DEI cabinet of selfish grifters.
Thank you, DEI. I'm so glad you said that, right?
Well,
they
DEI,
ran on, DEI. Oh, she's just a DEI.
They're all DEIs. It stands for deviant, extremist, and experience. That's it. They're all despicable extremists with no experience.
You know, I have to say, you're right. Then they're already having all this infighting over there, John. Like, MAGA doesn't like Rubio dear God,
almost
right? And they all were like sending death threats to Thune and whatever the MAGA people because they didn't want Rick Scott and,
yes.
The coalition.
It's almost like having a bunch of corrosively selfish narcissists on the same team doesn't work out that well long term.
Yes.
I congratulate Marco Rubio for being the next fired Secretary of State. And I want to remind everybody, recess appointment is how Matt Gaetz meets his dates during lunch period.
Yeah!
Hey!
That's my favorite joke of yours.
Matt
really
Gaetz
long
was
time.
Only trying to keep young people out of the hands of young people. Okay? Okay? Don't judge all minors based on the ones who have sex with Matt Gaetz, please.
But to your point, two political scientists said the coalition of voters Trump assembled this year may not be durable in the years ahead. It seems to have great potential for a crack-up. He's made so many promises to so many constituencies of disaffected voters that trying to carry them out could wind up hurting the American economy. If he does what he says he's going to do, then yes. He might try to carry out his promise of deporting millions of illegal immigrants, a project that would not just wreak havoc among families and in communities, but also cause economic chaos or tariffs. Unlike a Republican initiative, tariffs, if successful, would work by imposing short-term costs and prices in order to achieve long-term gains in jobs from otherwise endangered industries. It's the short-term costs, another round of inflation, this time imposed by Trump, that might endanger the Republican coalition. Trump's dream of historic Republican realignment may not survive his second term. I mean, people are already saying, John, we were saying this morning, this is like America's Brexit already. People, the day of, were like Googling, what's a tariff? And wait, can I change my vote? And did Biden drop out?
it's almost like when 9 million smart people stay home 4 years later, the dumb people get their way. And we're all realizing that we're going to have to deal with another 4 years of Vladimir Putin as our president. Now, I want to apologize, Stephanie, in advance.
Yes.
The entire sex worker community for the amount of time I'll be referring to this new cabinet as whores.
but they all share the same pre-existing sedition. And Matt Gaetz is the first ever guy hired to be DOJ because he was so dirty they had compromise on him. Mm. And that's the only reason. Donald Trump would own the Department of Justice by controlling an easily blackmailed stooge. Now, everyone's despair, and I get it, but you've got to remember one thing. This is still the same narrative that's been playing out for my whole life. The only narrative I've ever seen in American politics is the Republicans pollute it and destroy it and are corrupt and wreck it, and then a Democrat gets called in to clean up the mess.
Yep.
My whole life, Jimmy Carter got in there because of Nixon. You got Bill Clinton there after 12 years of trickle-down didn't work, and he balanced the budget and had a surplus. Then you got W, who I still think might be the worst president of all time, collapse the entire economy. That gave us Barack Obama, who reduced the deficit and gave us the lowest rate of uninsured people ever. That gave us Manbaby, who trashed the whole thing, which brought us Joe Biden, the most legislatively accomplished president of my lifetime. So just imagine how progressive the Democratic field's going to be in 4 years, because you know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to crash. People are going to get hurt. Everyone's going to wake up. They're going to bring in a Democrat again to clean up the mess while the arsonists heckle the fire department.
Yeah, we've been here before. Get your take on Jen Rubin said he could, for example, exact draconian across-the-board tariff, begin massive roundups and deportations of law-abiding dreamers, repeal the Affordable Care Act and major bipartisan legislation passed under Biden, enact a new round of massive tax cuts for big corporations and wealthy individuals. But in doing so, he would make himself extremely unpopular, induce economic and social chaos, create political problems for his party in the midterms. And by the way, she said the price tag could be in the hundreds of billions for this deportation that he's promised everybody. Mm-hmm. A dragnet of this side would require a sweeping police state, deprive Americans of millions of workers, upset economic progress, create images as devastating as those we saw during the child separation debacle, which you recall he eventually had to abandon. Trump can choose to follow his radical ideological backers, or he can choose to be politically and economically successful. He can't do both.
There's two things you got to remember here, okay? Which is, and this is why it's okay, liberal people, the two worst things about Donald Trump as a person will probably save the country. The two worst things about him as a person is he lies to anybody who trusts him, and he's a complete incompetent, okay? So all of these draconian plans he wants to do, keep in mind, there's no budget to round up 11 million people. They have no system in place to round up 11 million people. Our economy would collapse. We'd lose like a quarter of the agriculture workforce. And they're going to go into hospitals and schools and workplaces and family homes and drag people out. And guess which brown person has papers and which one doesn't? He lies to racists for votes. The wall was a scam. I'm not saying he's not going to hurt a lot of people, but his incompetence is something we can't lose sight of. He's going to screw it all up. Don't forget, we get to laugh at these awful people because none of this stuff they're doing is going to work. It's going to hurt people, and it sucks to have empathy, but don't despair. These people are still numbnutses.
Thank you. And as I've pointed out over and over, someone that knows something about landslides, this was not a landslide. It's going to be like 1%.
About, so 50% of the vote. Yeah. I mean, he's running for 4 years, Steffi, and Vice President Harris is running for 100 days against Manbaby running for 4 years, and she finishes within the margin of error. Don't ever let any Republicans in your life say this was a landslide or a mandate.
Yeah, and I still come back to disinformation is our biggest problem because they won on a solid wall of lies. A lot of people are in the Chris Lavoie's right side who says it's all our fault because liberals just talk down to people. However,
yes, that's good, because I'm glad conservatives don't talk down to people.
People more than Donald Trump?
Oh. The way conservatives reach out for the marginalized among us is so inspiring. Oh, yeah.
Let me I just want to run this past all you guys, because this cognitive dissonance made my head explode. This was in the Chicago Tribune. It's an op-ed commentary. I'm a Mexican-American who voted for Trump. No, I don't hate myself. I'm a proud first-generation gay Mexican-American with undocumented family in the United States, including a mother who was previously deported to Mexico, and I experienced homelessness. I'm everything Democrats claim to support, right? Wrong. Well, he might not hate himself now, but when his family starts getting deported, I think he might have some different thoughts. When he gets denied the right to marry, possibly. Voting for Trump
he said, does not make me racist, sexist, misogynistic, homophobic, or
yes,
any other ist or ick I've been called. I, along with more than half the voting public in America, am sick of the self-righteous and label-obsessed left alienating us over differing opinions.
Yeah.
The party spent the last 4 years...
I'm tired of racism. I'm tired of people playing dumb about lies about innocent migrants being illegals who are reading
yes.
tests. They're racist. And if you're not racist, the racism and lies are acceptable to you. I don't know what the right word for that is.
This is like this guy from the Latino family that was interviewed, John, after that said, well, he doesn't mean our undocumented relatives. They're not criminals. But and then on cue, Tom, what's his name? Hobag. Thank you, Chris. Yes. IQ is like, oh, yeah, we're deporting. Yeah, even if you're legal, we're deporting you if you're in the family.
Yep.
So let me just finish this. Party spent the last 4 years demonizing men and blaming us for all of society's ills, which leads us to Latinos. Democrats, we are not Latinx. We're Latinos and Latinas. Stop trying to change our language and our culture. Kamala Harris never used the word Latinx. I don't know anyone that does.
I didn't hear her talk about trans people once on this damn campaign. These guys live in an information bubble. Tomasky has a great piece in the New Republic about this and about how what we have to realize is Fox News has permeated all over this country. People have grown up on it. They believe it's real. They believe that President Trump is fighting for you, and they believe that Vice President Harris is stupid. They are groomed. And the only thing you can do with weapons-grade stupidity is resist it, try to reason with it, try to de-escalate it, and ridicule it when you have to.
I'll stay in the bubble. I click on Fox News articles. I watch Fox News clips. I know what they're doing over there. So anyway, let me just finish this. Seeing my undocumented family members who've been in the U.S. for more than 20 years, work, pay taxes, buy their own homes with zero benefits, then watching millions of new immigrants skip the line with government-funded help only inflamed me and the other Latinos like me. When my mother came to America as a single mother of two, she did not get any benefits. The election became personal. It's about my family. Right, until they deport them because they're not going to...
You're reading to me a gay Latino who...
A gay Mexican Latino with undocumented immigrant...
Family. Voted to ship his own grandma away. All right.
And then just let me finish this. He said, it's also rich to have Democratic leaders such as Michelle Obama, whose personal worth is tens of millions, that rich people take more than their fair share, sandwiched between billionaires J.B. Pritzker and Oprah Winfrey and Mark Cuban. Donald Trump's a billionaire. So's Elon Musk. Like, what?
Literally mocking the rich people who are fighting to have their own taxes raised.
Thank you.
Okay? That's amoral this little twit is.
Okay, he finishes, I'm very proud, because this is where you come in, John, personal comedy Jesus. I'm very proud to be a Christian, gay, Mexican-American who voted for Trump. He finishes, the political pendulum will swing toward Democrats again. It's inevitable. Single-party rule is never ideal for America. We love compromise. Yeah, because that's what Donald Trump ran on, is compromise. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This election, voters canceled the wokeism of the extreme left, and now the person who's taking care of us, listening to us, the regular folks, is the soon-to-be 47th president.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead. Also, he's Christian. Go ahead.
Yeah, boy, I'm so enriched by having had that guy's thoughts in my brain. All right, so we got, in other words, if racism doesn't bother you, you might be a racist. If lies... from the first black president isn't really one of us to the Haitian migrants or eating the pet. If that's acceptable to you, there's a word for that in the dictionary. Don't tell me that you're a Christian because you supported Trump. I say this every week on your show.
Right.
Ask these people, make them prove how ignorant they are about this book they wave as a prop and refuse to read. There is no Jesus-oriented justification for Trump support. Christian? Yeah, there's two groups. There's Christians and there's Jesus followers. Christians is a big club with a name. Doesn't necessarily mean they have anything to do with Jesus. And there's no teachings of Jesus Jesus commands you to put away your sword. He commands you to pay your taxes, welcome the stranger, to have individuals and nations take care of the poor, take care of the sick, be kind to those in prison, turn the other cheek, no violence, no revenge, no retribution, no death penalty.
Yeah.
These people don't give a rat's ass what Jesus fought for. They have a Messiah they like better, and he's a racist clown from Queens.
Yeah. And fear, by the way, and, you know, fear-mongering, dividing, racism, doesn't only work on white people. I mean, he convinced, obviously, a segment of, you know, and part of the Latino men thing, a lot of Latino women that I know say it's a macho thing. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want a woman to be president. But also, if you can convince them, not you, those you're better than those other brown people. Because, you know, and even people with undocumented relatives are like, oh, he doesn't mean me. He means those other, you know, only the criminals. Right. And
I want to remind everyone the majority of African-American men and African-American women voted for Vice President Harris. But let's be honest, America doesn't have the manhood to elect a woman yet.
Yeah.
We're not man enough for a woman president yet.
Yep.
So, you know, look.
I would just end on that point, and we're late. But, you know, it's just people right. go like we were woke, you know, you and I, all of us in 2020. What's the difference? A white man ran. I mean, you can't tell me that doesn't have anything to do with it, the racism.
No,
and
by the way, woke means anti-racist, okay? Anybody who says woke derisively is tired of people complaining about bigotry. 2020, we were all at home during a plague watching the news all day. This was not a Republican landslide. This was a Democratic stay-at-home drop-off in turnout. That's what this was.
Yeah. And by the way, sexyliberal.com, seriously, Bob said if you could bottle last Saturday, you can. You can drink from it and be re-inspired. You guys are so brilliant, so funny, my sexy
really
liberals. I'm telling you. It's. I keep saying this. You know, Jimmy Kimmel, who else? Colbert, SNL, a lot of people, John, are, you know, I guess woke. But they're really funny, and they're doing some of the best work of their lives. They're not punching down. You don't have to.
Woke
you know,
is, woke
nobody
is
would accuse sexy liberal of being politically correct and staid and preachy.
Every generation of fake moral people finds a new way to smear kindness and empathy. Okay, we were bleeding hearts when I was a kid. I heard all the time. I'm like Jesus, politically correct, which just means be less of a douchebag to people.
Yeah.
Virtue signaling, social justice warrior, now it's woke. They find ways to sneer at actual morality and pretend that they're the good guys. Woke just means you're anti-racism, anti-bigotry.
Yeah.
And together, Donald Trump and Matt Gaetz, I think, are going to be proof that totally different kinds of rapists can still work together.
That's magic.
And the Senate never gets to have consent.
That's magical.
It's perfect.
We love you. I love you, John Michael, saying goodbye. Progressive Warrior right here on Progress.
Yes.
On Sirius XM.
Yes.
Sirius XM Progress every night. Tomorrow night I'm playing at Lake Erie College in Pennsylvania. I'll see you there.
Wow.
All right. Love you, honey. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bingity 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 Morning Kick. It is my weighty lifty day. And
it
also hikey day.
You do a lot on Fridays.
Yeah, I'm a cross trainer.
Right.
You know how it am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I am, and tomorrow, 45-mile bike ride. This is always in my bottle, whether it's, you know, in the gym, in the bike bottle, hike bottle, you name it. Strawberry lemonade flavor. It's so delicious.
Yummy.
I ran out, and I had to try one of those green ones. Ah. I got back at grass
Brody.
Clippings. Brody. This is delicious, and it has 10 supplements in one. Everything you need in there to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, and help you feel more youthful, gain energy, feel better. Do it with Mama. Wee! Come on. We got to stay in the fight, everybody. Let's go.
Everybody.
Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Everybody.
Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie.
I'm weird today. I'm sorry.
Text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements are not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text these may apply.
Right. And Steph, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system, their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Attention! If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea and water damage as far as the eye can see. It's America. It's freshly mowed grass and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens. It's America. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. They do. I do think they have a required amount of kisses they need to get in every day, and they start immediately. The second that there is, I stir even a fraction of an inch, the kissing begins. Uh-huh. And I think it is a tiny bit about love, but mostly about how soon before the Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend goes down. That's what it is.
Is that the first thing you do when you wake up? Is you put Dr. Martens
yes.
in there?
Well, we go the pee-pee and the poopy outside.
Oh, okay.
The pee and the poops.
Yes,
we do
you
a pee and the poops.
That.
We go outside, and right. then they come back in, and the Dr. Marty's food is
ready.
All right. Okay. Okay. Sometimes Clyde, in fact, doesn't, like, he wants to get in, so he pees on the mat right outside the door, which Mommy does not approve of.
Well, that's Clyde for you.
Well,
he
wants to get to the Dr. Marty's faster. I'm like, go out, all the way out. Not...
At least he's outside.
Duh.
Stop it.
What?
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is brain food. It's superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon.
Helping.
Kale, spinach.
Maybe. It's okay, Clyde. Don't listen
Clyde,
to
Clyde, you are handsome and romantic and athletic. Oh, listen to the mean man. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. 54% off right now. And Cod Krispies. Oh, my God. A free pack of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. The best-looking human in the universe, Fernando Mondi.
Yeah.
Next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Badger and NFL player Brady Ewing joins us to preview the big matchup at Camp Randall. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.